This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge, soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Labs, located in Grimes, Iowa. I'm Riley Smith. August red meat exports showed mixed results. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Fueled by another outstanding performance from Mexico, August exports of U.S. pork increased year over year, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more.
Up about 6%, 239,000 metric tons. Once again, led by Mexico on a record pace year to date. Central America as well continues to see significant growth, up 31%, a little over 11,000 tons in the month of August. So segueing into Asia, Malaysia, record value and volume into Malaysia the last month, and back to South America, Colombia had a record in value. And really, if you look at South America as a whole, a very, very strong month for U.S. pork exports. With the August numbers being continued strong, you look forward to the fourth quarter of the year, and we're forecasting records on volume and value on the pork side globally.
Hallstrom said beef exports were down, but there was still some good news.
Continue to see these headwinds, economic headwinds, as well as exchange rate headwinds in Asia. But that being said, Taiwan had a very good month, saw significant growth there. We regained full market share of U.S. beef into Colombia. We had had restrictions in several states there for the last several months due to H5N1, and happy to report that that is now back to full access. And now that we have full access back, we're fast on the track of recovering that lost share down into Colombia.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.